Hello and welcome. This is Bonnie Berter, Chief Visionary for VIS International, home of the Vision Board Experience and our quality line of products to help you put the law of attraction into action and live the life you love. And so today you are listening to our expert series where every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific we interview a different expert, somebody that is out there moving and shaking and making a difference in the world by offering great information. And so if this is the first time that you've joined our expert call, welcome. We're very excited to have you. And if you're on these calls every single week, well, welcome back. We're excited to have you as well. And so if you are on the line and you might have some background noise, if you could just go ahead and press star 6, that'll go ahead and mute you. And we'll get started in just a minute here. And then I also wanted to let you know about an amazing offer we have right now at VIS. We have the ability to join our community for just $1. So if you go to our website, you'll see that tag that says join VIS for $1. And you get over $300 in products and services by doing that. So if you want to have access to calls like this every single week, that is a great place for you to go, and you can try us out for 30 days and you get to keep all the products. And so today's expert I am so excited to introduce you to, because she's not only an expert, she's also someone that I consider a longtime life friend. And so today we're going to be talking with Carrie Tepidino. And Carrie is an internationally trained holistic health practitioner, entrepreneur, and writer. She's built three businesses in different industries and understands what it takes to put in hard work, dedication, and commitment to reach one's goals. Carrie feels that through years of trial and error, constant education, and raising her own awareness to what is possible, she has built up to where she is today. She's now at a point in her own career where she's excited to share her experiences, streamlining the process for other entrepreneurs who are dedicated to their own dreams. Through her private practice, coaching programs, information products, and upcoming books, Carrie continues to make herself available, assisting others in gaining wellness, clarity, and success. You can download a free gift that Carrie has to offer by visiting her website, www.carrietepidino.com, and she'll be telling us a lot more about that in just a minute. But Carrie, welcome to today's call.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. I am so excited to be here. And you're right, we are lifelong friends. We've been through so much together, and we've seen each other grow up pretty much since the early 20s, and it's just so exciting to share a space like this with you now.
It is. I was kind of surprised to read in your biography that you didn't have has lived with me in a tent in 30 days. I couldn't believe that didn't make the bio, but we'll talk more about that.
It was probably the beginning of the end to all of this.
Exactly.
That was quite an experience for sure. And thank you so much for having me here. And just a quick note, $1 for all of that, that is crazy. If someone isn't taking you up on that offer, I don't know what they're thinking.
I know, we are crazy here. That's the whole thing. We want everyone to live their vision. And so, if you go to VIS now, www.vissnow.com, you can join for $1 and sample all of that. You get our audio programs and our three books, and you'll just want to become more of the team. So we're giving it away pretty much at this point, because, again, our mission is to get these tools in the hands of everybody on the planet, because we believe that everyone should be living the life they love, which I'm sure you do as well.
Right. You know, I do. And that's my whole thing is, I truly believe that everybody can have a life that just lights them up from the inside out. And what I like to say is to create a life that makes your mouth water and your friends drool. And it's really possible, you know, it's just getting that clarity and that vision, which you and your team is so strong about, is really helping people get that vision. And I think once you have that vision, then you can create that plan of action. And then it's just a process of, you know, reverse engineering where you are today, you know, where you want to be and where you are today, and just setting those steps into action.
Absolutely. It's funny, when I was looking at your website earlier, I was reading it, and we're so attuned to seeing certain words, especially in this business. And I looked at it really quick, and I saw your tagline, and I thought, wait, does that say masterpiece? And then I read it, I looked closer, I go, oh my gosh, that says mouthwatering. I love that. I love that term. Because I believe that too. You should have that life where you just, your mouth gets juicy because you're so excited about what you're doing. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your vision and kind of what you're up to and where you're headed.
Okay. It's a great question to kick off with. Well, first of all, I think being clear on your vision is crucial in achieving it. And certainly things like the vision, you know, your product with the vision board and all the books and everything really, really help support that. Personally, my vision is to continue to create a life that I just love, you know, one that I'm really excited to wake up to every day. And it's not a matter of dragging myself out of bed, but it's actually like, hey, you know, the sun's coming up and I'm pretty stoked about that. And I'm excited what's on my calendar and the clients I get to work with and the schedule that I created for myself. And that's all part of my lifestyle by design. And I know it's really, really common now to kind of hear this term, and I'm sure your audience has heard about it, but, you know, lifestyle by design and not by default. So that means, it really means like getting clear on your vision, taking the steps to magnetize, it's that law of attraction piece, right? It's taking the time and the intention to really magnetize what you want in your life so that you're not just kind of going through the motions. You're not living this status quo life where you didn't really have any say in it. But really, lifestyle by design means that you attracted and you put into place all the things that you love, that you want to fill your days up with. And maybe, you know, in the beginning, it might just be baby steps to get to that bigger vision, but those baby steps, they add up exponentially, and then you're living this life that you know really makes your mouth water, like we talked about. For me personally, like my vision, of course, being a holistic health practitioner, you know, I've had a private practice for over 8 years, worked with thousands of people. My vision is to continue to do that, to have optimal health myself, to help others, educate others, bring awareness to what a preventative lifestyle looks like. So that means putting day-to-day actions into place that can kind of derail some of the major health issues, and also really continuing to pull in supportive, loving relationships such as our friendship, you know, which is very important to me, and continuing to pull in plenty of abundance. And then that professional piece. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I love being an entrepreneur. I actually enjoy my work, which tells me I'm in alignment. And that professional success of really helping others do the same, to really create lives that they dream of, create lives that they're really excited about. And that's all part of my personal vision. And also knowing that life has its ups and downs, and it's going to throw you a curveball every once in a while. But when I'm continuing to work towards these things that I just named, towards my grand vision, then I feel as if I'm on track and I'm in alignment. And so it helps, you know, those curveballs not swing you off your balance, but rather, you know, you can gain your center quicker and faster and then just stay on track.
Excellent. Yes, I love that. And, you know, one of the things that I like that you address about the curveballs and so forth, because you're obviously in a place where you are in alignment. You're living what you love every day. You have, you know, busy times and challenges that we all probably face during work. But when you love what you're doing, it's a totally different situation. And so I would love to hear a little bit about your journey and how you got there. Because a lot of people listening on the call, they're maybe just starting out with their VIS business, and it's hard. It's not easy. You know, it's great when you get to a point where you can look back and then reach out a hand and help others. But, you know, starting any business or being an entrepreneur is challenging for all. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey and some of the steps you went through and, you know, what helped you along the way?
Absolutely. You know, and I think one important thing is to note that it's good to have your vision and it's good to be putting into place that plan of action, and to also realize that, you know, sometimes curveballs, they're actually a blessing in disguise. And when you sit with them and you breathe into them and you become a witness to them and you take the charge out of them, meaning you gain control of your feelings and your emotions around them, then I think the opportunity really opens up for you to see that it's actually a gift. And getting to where I am today kind of took me by surprise. I was actually a graphic designer, and then I went into the Peace Corps, and then became a graphic designer, and really thought I would be on that path for quite a while. And one thing led to another. Actually, it was our trip together nearly 10 years ago, whatever that was. You know, we took that trip together where we lived in a tent, very small tent for 30 days. A very, very small tent on a swamp.
Yes.
And you know, I went there to this yoga teacher training course with you just thinking I was just going to go have fun. And what took me by surprise is all the lectures and all the information that we were given about lifestyle and the whole yogic lifestyle in regards to that yoga teacher training course. And that led to me going to India about 8 months later and studying holistic health or massage with an Indian doctor there. And that led me to discovering on my first day back to my corporate job, where I'm sitting at my office with a windowed office, a reserved parking spot, you know, things that I thought were really important to me. And that's fine, you know, in that moment they were. But things had changed. I had changed inside, and I realized I wanted to work one-on-one with people, and I wanted to work with groups of people in creating lives that they loved. That actually led me to studying holistic health, opening my own private practice. And, you know, I did that for about, you know, it's been a little bit over 8 years, and I would say a couple years ago, things started to shift again, and it wasn't it was in my game plan, but it didn't look exactly how I thought. And that's one thing that I really would love people listening today to realize is that, you know, stay very open to what life brings to you, because it could offer another expansion to your vision. And it doesn't mean that if it's not on your vision board or if it wasn't in your original plan, that it's not where you should be going. Because in every moment we are growing, and in every moment we are expanding. So when we reach that final goal that we thought was our final goal, it's actually we're going to be reaching it and then wanting something bigger and more expansive. And that's kind of what happened to me, which is how the coaching programs and the online products ended up launching this year. And certainly, you know, life has made it an up and down journey. But ultimately, I always stayed, you know, within myself, I always stayed within a very strong connection. And I always used my inner guidance system. And this is one thing I work with my clients, and very, very important when developing a vision. I always check in with my inner guidance system. And if that inner guidance system tells me, you know, this isn't the right choice for me right now, then I really put it on the back burner and I say, well, right now this choice or this opportunity or this event or this invitation probably doesn't need to be taking up my precious time or my precious life energy. So I think, like, as people are starting as entrepreneurs, it's one, very, very important to surround yourself with good information and people who are very supportive. And I always say, surround yourself with people who have already been there, done that. They know the road that you're headed down, and they can give you everything that you need within advice and insight and really help streamline your process to get to your goal. And as entrepreneurs, be very flexible and be very gentle and be very nurturing with yourself. With all the businesses that I've started, you know, it always took, I would say it always took 1 to 3 years to really get them off the ground. And when people come in and say, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire overnight, or I'm going to have a list of, you know, 10,000 people overnight, I think that you're not setting up realistic expectations for yourself, and then you may leave the dream earlier than you need to. So it's important to be very realistic. And also find the support and ask people what their course was to get to where they're at, because I think it helps get better perspectives on what to expect.
I love that. A couple of points on that I just wanted to address. So, you know, when we're teaching the vision board experience, the first thing that we start with is we teach people their soul sentence. And I always say, this is your guiding light. This is your compass to make every decision by. And it's probably, you know, saying the exact same thing you're saying, but it's always great to hear it in a different voice because it's so true. It's like you've started three businesses on your own. And I know, you know, had a couple different relationships and traveled and done different things. But as long as it matches up with that inner voice or what we call the soul sentence, you know, it can be the right thing. And then the second part, I love that you talk about, you know, the realistic portion of it, because what's great, especially about the type of people we attract, you know, they're all interested in the law of attraction. And so they tend to be dreamers and have really big goals and so forth, which is fabulous. But also, you know, you do have to be realistic. You do have to, I always think it's so much easier to get to point C if you go to B first, you know, and take baby steps, to use the words you used before. And especially in the industry we're in direct sales and so forth, people are always looking for that magic pill or that fountain of, you know, the pot of gold. And, you know, sometimes it's just so much easier to find that if you just take baby steps and you do the hard work and, you know, and eventually the results come. But I've had to say that many times to our representatives. I always say, I'm sorry, I don't do urgency, you know, because people are always calling like, oh, my God, we got to act now. We got to do this. And I say, I don't do urgency anymore at this point in my life. So, yes, if we're going to miss the opportunity of a lifetime, bummer. But my belief is that one's coming right behind it. So, so it's great to hear that you've kind of, you know, gone down that same path and experienced some of the same things.
Yeah, and I wanted to say something about that, Bond, because you have been such a shining example about the soul sentence. And I love how you say, how you've titled it, soul sentence. I remember, you know, quite a few years ago when you were starting this, and we were sitting down at the beach. You were in San Diego on business, and we were sitting down at the beach in your 1 hour off from your busy schedule. And so dedicated. And I remember we were talking about some different opportunities that were coming up and for both of us. And I remember clearly you said, nope, anything that's going to pull me away from what I'm doing is not going to get my time right now, even if it was a really good opportunity. And I remember being so impressed with that. And then, I mean, it's just shown up for you. You know, it's like, you know, recently when we've been talking about your business and your numbers and stuff, and it's like, you know, you're hitting your mark. And it's because you stayed so in line, in alignment with your soul sentence, and you didn't allow yourself to get veered back. I mean, yeah, maybe, I mean, I think we all do, and I don't want our audiences to think that it's not normal to get, you know, pulled off track a little bit, but then it's like bringing yourself back right away, like realizing, okay, maybe this isn't in alignment with my soul sentence, and let's come back to what I know that I really want to do.
Well, thank you so much for acknowledging that. And that was a skill I had to learn. It wasn't like an inherent, you know, you start a business and all of a sudden that's the boundary. I really had to learn that through the school of hard knocks, you know, and being able to go after every opportunity in the beginning and just, oh, what about this? What about that? And the next thing you know, you're chasing bright, shiny objects all over the place. And, you know, I grew up in the seminar business. So I spent 10 years with Tony Robbins and then 5 more with other really big names that, you know, everyone recognizes. And that's what it breeds. I mean, that's it. Everything is based on hype. And, you know, act now or be forever bummed. You know, it's like that's kind of the mentality. And so, it was in my blood. And then by that point, you know, I just said no. And I watched it. And this is something that you said that's really important. You watch other people and you ask them how they got to where they are. And that was one thing I noticed is one of my mentors, Alex Mondozian, who I worked very closely with for about 3 years and just wildly successful. And I just always watched. And he could say no more elegantly than anyone I'd ever seen. And, you know, and have people thanking him. I just was always in awe, and I watched that, and I thought, I want that. I want to be able to do that. And so partially by learning it and partially just to keep the sanity and to be able to achieve the vision, I had to, you know, adopt that in. And it's worked. It works really, really well. And what's interesting is people respond to it. You know, the world, the universe starts to respond. When you set your boundaries and you're clear on where you're going and what you are, you know, what you're attracting, then you start attracting the right things.
Yeah, and you know what I say in regards to healthy boundaries and learning to say no, and I think it really is an itchy, scratchy situation for people when they're first learning to put that into practice. But, you know, I always say to people, if it's not something, like, imagine your soul, like you're able to visualize your soul, and if your soul isn't throwing her head back, arms straight up in the air with her palms open wide in receiving mode, saying loudly, yes, if she's not doing that, then it's a no for now. And it doesn't mean that it's a no forever. It just means it's a no for now. So it's really taking away this all or nothing, like, oh, if I don't do it now, it's going to be gone forever. I loved your bummed forever. that's so funny. Yeah, because it really, the hype really does breed that. And what I feel is, you know, if an opportunity, an invitation, a person or something comes in and it's never a missed opportunity, because as we know with the law of attraction, that if it's an opportunity you're supposed to have, it's going to find you again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And generally when it does, it's the right time, you know, whereas the no for now, that can actually breed a yes. A huge yes for later. Well, good. Well, tell us a little bit more. So we know how you got into this kind of work, but how do you work with your clients? And then with people that are listening and people that are just starting their business, where's the first place that they should start?
Okay. So, you know, the way I'm working with my clients, if for people who are coming in, I have a private practice for people who are coming in for holistic work, where I do in a one-on-one setting. I'm still doing that. I do cranial sacral therapy, which is a trauma resolution work. I do some Ayurvedic work, which is stemmed from a practice in India, and then some, you know, depending on what they need. It's all fused together with life coaching. Some people actually are wanting business coaching within the one-on-one practice. And what's been gaining more and more of my attention and focus and passion is what's happening with my online branch of my business. And really with what I mean by that is my coaching programs, they're online or by phone, and also my products are online. And so there's different ways that people can reach me. The first place that people can start, I think this question is a good question in two different ways. Like, what is the first thing that people can do to start to create the life they love? And then also we'll move into how they can reach me personally. But I think the first place that people should really start in creating that mouth-watering life is with their thoughts and their beliefs. And I am just such a passionate believer that what you think the most about becomes your reality. So really focusing on keeping more than 50% of your thoughts on the positive things that you really want in your life right now, and on the positive things that you're magnetizing towards you, you know, major shifts can start to occur, because it's always a choice. And I think that when you choose, when you really, really get deep inside of yourself that you can choose your perspective, you can choose how you're looking at the world, you can choose what you want to think about your life, then your life will start to shift around that choice. And the mental aspect is just a piece of the puzzle, I think. Really learning how to drop into your feelings and get in touch with how you are feeling about things, I think that's also very important, because that monkey mind, you know, it can throw you for a whirl. It can spin you out anytime that it gets a chance to. So it's going to tell you, oh, this is too hard to start this business. Oh, it's too difficult. You know, people aren't going to listen to you, or they're not going to want to pay this amount, or whatever. Monkey mind's just going to, like, you know, jabber off all these different things. So it's really allowing yourself to see, oh, that is my monkey mind. That's not true. That is my monkey mind playing games on me. And now I can choose the thoughts and beliefs that I want to believe in, because I know when I choose positive thoughts and beliefs, that's what's going to magnetize and that's what's going to manifest into my life and in my world, my reality. I do a lot of that work with my clients, and you know, I'm happy. I would love to work with anybody who's listening to this call. You know, I do. You can apply for a free 30-minute consultation with me. You know, you could just email support@carrietepedino.com, and you know, I read through them. If you don't make the pre-qualify, you get on a waiting list. I try to hit everybody because I think it's really important. I'm really interested. Like, I want to hear what people out in the world, what they're up against, what they're thinking, what perspective they're taking. Because even like that 30-minute, that free 30-minute consultation, huge differences can be made. If you just get one piece of information and you get into action with it and you apply it, so much can take place and so many shifts can happen. So certainly anybody who's resonating with what we're talking about today, I would love to have a little chat with you.
Excellent. Good, good, good. Well, we want to learn more. So tell us a little bit more about either your journey or, you know, some things, kind of those wisdom nuggets that you feel will really help people, you know, as they're making their way down the path and figuring out how to follow their vision.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great place to start. Even number one, like, I'll just knock it down into a few steps because I think that's kind of easier for people if you're taking notes right now. So to make a few small changes, number one, get clarity on your passions and your purpose. And this product, the vision boarding, that's all going to help you. You know, if you're doing your vision boarding and you're just, you know, you're really looking through magazines or pictures or whatever, and what's resonating with you? You know, what is it that's pulling your heartstrings, that's saying yes, or I want to explore that? You know, those are all ways to help you get clarity on your passions and your purpose. When you create a life around your purpose, your passion is going to fuel it naturally. So you're going to stay energized. You're going to easily stay in action. It's going to be more organic. You're going to have more ease around your work, if that's what your, you know, if your purpose is work driven. Number one, get clarity on your passions and your purpose. Number two would be to really determine your long-term goals on how you want your life to look. So then what you're going to do is, and we mentioned this briefly before, is you're going to reverse engineer that. And I think that there's a way, and it can be very helpful for some people, to make their long-term goals and their short-term goals. For example, if someone says, well, you know, in a year from now, I want to have a full-time income coming in from my private practice, we'll just say. Okay, that's a long-term goal. So what are your short-term goals? Your short-term goals, you may need to work a transitory position or a transitory job to pay your bills as you're putting these other pieces in place to reach that long-term goal. So once again, that's setting up realistic guidelines and realistic goals for yourself so you don't get deflated and you don't leave your dream unlived. And so reverse engineering, okay, in a year from now, if you want a full-time income from your private practice, what steps do you need to take, what milestones do you need to hit to get from where you are to get to where you want to be? And then what you need to do, so the next step would be to stay in consistent action. So really setting deliberate intentions and always taking deliberate action upon those intentions. Those are two very, very important things that people need to be doing.
Excellent. Love that, love that, love that. Well, good. Well, I have a couple more questions, and then I want to open it up for our listeners to ask questions. So if you're listening, be thinking about what question you want to ask, and you can go ahead and press *2, and then after a couple more questions, we're going to call on those in the order that they come in. But again, just go ahead, press *2, and Carrie will answer your calls directly. But I'm curious, what do you feel was your biggest obstacle that you personally had to overcome when you were starting your business or businesses?
You know, I think when I was first starting, it really was, especially when I first took that jump to be an entrepreneur and I left the corporate world, it was learning the little ins and outs of how to run my business and how to really run my personal life and my professional life and how to find a balance between the two. And so, for example, and you learn, and it's like what you said before, you know, you learn as you go along. You learn through the hard knocks as well. But scheduling, you know, in the beginning, I was giving all my free time away. Like anytime somebody wanted an appointment, I was like, oh, yeah, I need to book them. So I was working anytime anybody else wanted me to work. Versus now I live my life by design and I call my shots. Like I say, these are my work hours. I'll schedule between these hours and I do it that way. I also schedule in my yoga classes. I schedule in my exercise. I schedule in if I'm going to go to a meditation class or I do those other things. And I treat those. I actually schedule it in on my calendar, and I treat those, and my assistant also knows to treat those just like they were client appointments, something I would never flake on. Like, I would never flake on a client, so why would I ever flake on myself? So that was a really huge lesson that I had to learn, because what happened was I was working so much, I was getting worn down, I was totally depleted, I was burned out, and then I couldn't hold space for my clients like I really wanted to. So that was a huge, huge lesson that I had to learn.
I love it. I know I had to learn. It's funny. You have to learn those ones the hard way. But I always say that on calls. You know, I always say, I schedule everything. When I was a triathlete, I had my workout scheduled 6 months in advance because that was important to me. And like you said, equally as important as a client. And I think that makes all the difference in the world. You know, when we do our vision board training, we talk about, you know, I share best practices from working with Tony and all these other famous people that just can pack more into a day than most people do in a week. And that was the one thing above all else that I noticed. They truly mastered time management. And, you know, once you do, it opens up so much in your life, because there may be times when you schedule doing nothing, you know, 3 hours tonight, I don't want to do anything. And schedule that so that nothing else creeps in and no email or no customer service call or whatever it may be is going to take the place of that, because that is an important thing in the big scheme of things. You know, in order to achieve all of your goals, you have to have the balance in all areas of your life. So, again, right. Great to hear that that's working for you as well. Well, I have to ask, because I ask everybody this, have you ever made a vision board?
Oh, yeah. My vision board, I have it in a place that I can see it daily. Oh, absolutely.
Good, yeah. Good. Well, what are some of the things that are on your vision board for this next year?
For the remainder of 2011?
Yep.
Okay. Well, actually, you know, my vision, and it will continue to expand as I expand, but I actually have a great story about this, but quickly, so on my vision board, definitely I have on there helping more people create lives that they love. And doing that, using my coaching program and my online product as the platform for that. And then I also have on there completing my book. You know, as you know, back in 2006 now, I traveled throughout India with a woman who's kind of like a Mother Teresa. Her name's Amma, very, very powerful humanitarian. And I started writing a book about it, and it went on the back burner. And so that is on my vision board to complete that. And things have really been falling into place with that. I have a book agent, a very well-known book agent now, and that's all starting to take place. So that's exciting. And then also to know myself on a deeper, more spiritual level is on my vision board.
Wonderful. Well, good. And where else have you used the law of attraction in your life or in your business? And what kind of results have you had with it?
So this is the story that came to mind. You know, it was back at the end of last year. I think it was back in November. And I do something with my clients called life mapping. And you know, I scheduled it in. I scheduled it into my calendar. And I said, you know, this is the evening that I'm going to just give myself. I think I scheduled in 2 or 3 hours to do it. And I lit candles around my house. And I put on some really nice music that really inspired me. And I created what I call is a life map. And I mapped out what I wanted to achieve in 2011. And the law of attraction works. I mean, doing that, it gave me the focus, it gave me the clarity, which is huge, of the things that I wanted to actually create in my business. And because I did that one exercise that night, that life mapping exercise, my 2011 has reached limits that I didn't think were, that I didn't imagine were possible. So, I'm such a strong believer in having that vision and putting it someplace. Like, I actually have it on my wall with my vision board where I can see it on a daily basis. So even if I'm not like sitting looking at it, unconsciously it's there, you know, it's in my environment. And I think it's been really powerful. I did a blog post on that life mapping exercise that people can go check out. It's on my website. It must be a post back in November or December last year if they want to go check that out.
Excellent. Yeah, love it. Love it. Well, good. Well, let's take some questions. Again, if you have a question, go ahead and press *2. And anything that you want to know, we'll take a couple questions, and then we'll get back. I have a couple more I can ask as well. So our first question comes in from 916. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
We sure can. Hi, how are you?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Now? Hello? Hello?
Yep, you're live.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, yep, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, you can. Okay. Well, hello, Carrie and Bonnie. I have a question for Carrie. I've been following you, Carrie, what you write on your blog for a while now, and I know that you've gone through a difficult time. You call it a curveball today that's happened in your life, and I'm wondering what's the insight that you have gotten from it that you could share with us.
Oh, let's see.
What she's referring to, if she's looking at recent posts, I've kind of gone through a personal experience lately that was really unexpected. My little best friend and my dog was diagnosed with canine lymphoma, and so it was really by surprise. He's quite young. Bonnie knows him quite well. She's known him since he was a little puppy, and.
Yeah.
And so it really, it made me appreciate and many of the things in my life, but also the biggest thing I learned from that was to take a situation that you think is difficult and turn it into something golden that can help somebody else. And what we've done is we've been taking our story online and just trying to give the information that we're discovering about canine lymphoma. We're just trying to get it out there to the public, and we're doing short video clips. They're 2-3 minutes long, and just talking about what I'm learning with nutrition and supplementation and why, as a holistic health practitioner, we decided to go with the route of doing chemo. And I swear, my dog is becoming more popular than I am. Within, I think, like a week and a half, 2 weeks, he got about 1,500 hits. We raised about $1,300 to go towards his vet bills from people I don't even know. And, you know, a national pet magazine wants to do a story on him, and two food companies. So there's obviously a need out there. It's finding people that have a need for something that you can share, something you can give to them. And it's really, really made me fine-tune many different aspects of myself. It's made me much more passionate about lifestyle by design. Because I live my life by design, I was able to be by his side through this entire process. You know, I have clients who I absolutely love working with. They were totally flexible with my schedule and what I needed to do. You know, and I was I had money put away because I'm a hard worker, and part of lifestyle by design is financial management. And so I had some money put away that I could, you know, use for this curveball. But really that was the biggest piece, is to look at things that happen in your life, even if they're difficult, and use them in a way that it can, that you can grow from them, and you can grow stronger and have a deeper knowing of yourself, and also find a way to use whatever you're going through to help other people. Because really we are a global community, and if you're going through a difficult situation, that means that millions of other people are going through the exact same thing, whether it's canine lymphoma or financial distraught or a divorce, or, you know, maybe your child is sick, whatever it is, somebody out there can resonate with you and they can hear your voice. So take what you are learning and contribute to others by trying to help them. And I think when you do that, when you're always coming from this place of love, when you're always coming from a place of selfless service and from contribution, then I think that you will find support. The universe is going to support you in whatever way that it can. So really, thank you so much for that question. That was a great question. And continue to follow us and spread the word.
Excellent question. Thank you. And anyone else listening, go ahead and press star 2 and get your hands raised. And I'm just so excited. I've been following on your blog as well, and I'm so excited for the progress and the turnaround, because I have known Diego since the very beginning, and dogs really do become your best friends. I just recently got one this last year, and it just broke my heart because I couldn't imagine, you know, what that would be like. So it's just so beautiful to see how you handled it and how you just really put into practice everything that you're teaching and had that opportunity. And so we're all very excited for the turnaround. So anyone else listening? Oh, go ahead. Sorry, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, just to put out there really quick, that Diego is in remission. And so, and I truly feel that the combination of what I chose to do with him, he had lymphoma, which is, you know, our holistic vet said it's the one type of cancer that he does recommend chemo. But there's so much that people can be doing at home on their own to help their pet. So, and I think all those things that we changed with his routine and all the things that I had control of did contribute to his quick remission. So please, please, if there's anybody listening, if you are interested in pets, if you're a pet lover, if you know pet lovers, if you have a, you know, cat or dog yourself, please go tune in to the videos that we're pushing out, because I think there's some really valuable information there on just even small changes that you can make to prevent illness from happening with your little guys.
Excellent. Good. Well, any other questions about Carrie, about her coaching, go ahead and press star 2, and we will get those answered. And I want to hear more about your exciting journeys. You know, you've had some interesting trips, and one in which I was actually on, so I know what occurred there. But I know some of our listeners, you know, are very intrigued by that, and so I would love to hear a couple of stories from your travels, either through the work you did prior to the yoga work and the holistic health, or those trips. Do you have some good stories that you can share with us?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm very blessed. I grew up traveling quite a bit as a child. I grew up in the Air Force. And so, even by the time I was in seventh grade, you know, I'd lived abroad and I'd seen many cultures, and I had gotten to witness on a firsthand basis, how other people live in the world. And that really sparked inside of me this craving to continue traveling and exploring. And also, you know, one of my grandmothers taught English in Kenya, and so I grew up with her stories, and that really sparked inside of me almost like a romanticizing Africa and other cultures and other countries. So after college, I joined the Peace Corps. I really wanted to give back. It was a good point in my life. I wasn't settled down with a job. I wasn't settled down in a relationship, and I could give 2 years. And I lived in a small fishing town up on the Baltic coast in Poland, and I grew up a lot. You know, you really have to learn what your strengths are and to really, you know, find independence within yourself, and very blessed by that experience. And And I also, this last one, what the book's going to be written on or is getting written on, was a trip to India, which was a really, really profound experience for me. It was 9 weeks traveling with Amma and doing volunteer work. And all across India, there was 23 stops. And Amma is actually known as the hugging saint. She blesses people by giving them a hug. CNN actually labeled her as one of the 12 spiritual teachers of our time. But what that trip did for me on a personal level is that it was truly a pilgrimage for me in my self-development, in my personal growth. And I went into that trip really searching for answers that I think most of us, living a human experience, most of us ask ourselves at one point or another. And those questions were, you know, what is my life about? What am I doing with my life? And how am I making an impact? And am I on the right course? And through that 9-week process, you know, I went through some really hard times and I went through some really great times. And I got to meet so many incredible people who, you know, their lives are so different than what we live here in the West. And one of the biggest things that I learned is that we're all a family. You know, we're all human. We're all living out similar experiences. And there is this resonance with one another and this tie of the one human voice. And so I've become more and more active in doing a lot of charity work and nonprofit work. And I strongly encourage anybody on this call, and I strongly encourage anybody else, that one of the biggest gifts you can give to yourself is to contribute to other people. Because truly, when you do that, you receive so much back in return. And even if, and I talk about this as well in some of my work, is even if you're at a low point economically and you're having a financial, you know, some financial issues, which quite a few people are right now, and we could go deeper into how that could be a story and belief systems and core beliefs. But even in those moments where you think you might be having financial troubles, still give to other people. And if that's not monetary, then that's lending an ear. Then that is lending a hand for a job where manual labor has to be done. Whatever it is, because when you're out there giving to other people, and you know, it could be monetary, it could be a very small amount, but when you're doing that, you get this sense of abundance within yourself that you have more than enough. You get this sense of, I have so much, I can even give some. I have this sense of overflowing. And when you do that, it's going to attract more and more abundance into your life.
So true. It's like gratitude, you know. Just if you don't have the things you want, just think about all the things that you do have. It's kind of the same concept. Beautifully said.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we have another question. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, good. Well, I was just going to say, because if you focus on the things that you don't have, you're going to, like we know with the law of attraction, you're going to attract more of what you don't have. So always be concentrating on and focusing on what you're so grateful for. I think that was a great point.
Excellent. All right. We have a question from 510. Go ahead.
Hello, ladies. This is Mary. I'm calling from the Bay Area instead of Sacramento. And I want to, first of all, thank our expert for all the insight. It's so interesting listening to you and Bonnie over the phone. It's like, okay, is that Bonnie or is that her? Is that, you know, because you guys sound so much alike. I mean, I can tell the difference, but a lot of similarities and definitely a lot of like mind. You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask a question about, you know, one of the hardest things, I've learned that in my modest means right now, because I am definitely one of those people that are experiencing a change in monetary lifestyle, okay? But as far as the lifestyle is pretty much the same, but just don't have a lot of money like I used to. But what's really interesting, and I'm still giving, one of the hardest things for me has been receiving. You know, in other words, I believe in giving. giving. But what's been real interesting is with this change in monetary lifestyle, all of a sudden it's like people are coming out of the woodwork wanting to help me, and it's like, you know, trying to hold up my head, but meanwhile I just want to go under the covers because I just can't believe this is happening. And no, I've gone through the work of saying, yes, I'm deserving, yes, I'm worthy, you know. But have you ever, you know, met people that have trouble with receiving?
You know, I think this is, yes. Let me say yes, and let me normalize this for you. This is, you know, you're not unique in this, and I'm so glad you brought up the question. I don't know if you've ever read the works of Abraham Hicks or if you're familiar with their books. I would strongly suggest it to you and to go look it up. And they have some amazing, amazing books. But one concept that they really talk about are the universal laws of attraction. And one of those laws is the law of allowing. So, and this is kind of sounds like where this might be where you're a little bit stuck. So you have the law of attraction, which is, you know, really getting clear on what you want to bring towards your life and bring into your life, but then you do need to allow it in. And they also talk about the vortex. And they actually have a book called The Vortex. And what they talk about is that you can pull, say, for example, Mary, for these people that are coming into your life and offering to support you and help you. So you're actually attracting that in. You know, you're attracting that into your vortex, and they're swirling around in there, and they're going around in your vortex. But then what's happening is your monkey mind is actually talking you out of allowing them to stay there and to help you and to support you. And so what happens is they get spit out. They get spit out of your vortex. They get, you know, you're saying, no, I'm not going to allow this to happen. So as these people come to you offering support and love, and, you know, if it's monetary, that's great. If it's an ear, that's great. Whatever they're offering for you, to you, just sit with that. And don't, what I would suggest to you is you don't give them an answer right away. Don't immediately jump into, oh, whatever your excuse is. Oh, I would love to take that, but ... Just don't even answer. If that's your normal way of being, just don't answer. I would actually respond to them, thank you so much for offering to help me and support me. Do you mind if I just sit with this and see if I feel comfortable and get back to you and give you a call tomorrow or whatever feels right for you, give you a call back tomorrow? And then what I would really suggest that you do is that you really go quiet with yourself. And what I like to do, and I do this exercise with my clients, it's called deepening into you, and really find a quiet time and a quiet place where you can just go quiet, close your eyes, and just really start following your breath and really start tuning in to how you're feeling. It's that feeling piece again, how you're feeling inside. Are you feeling less than? Are you feeling unworthy? Are you feeling like you're undeserving? Because there's some story there that you're telling yourself on why you can't accept this, why you can't allow this in, why you can't receive it. And I really suggest that you just sit with it. And almost detach yourself from it. Become the observer. It's like witnessing a third party. And look at what takes place. You know, one, look at what takes place physically. Do you notice that your throat starts to constrict? Do you notice that you start getting nauseous in your stomach? Like, what happens physically? And breathe into that physical place where it's starting to, like, really cause restrictions within your body. Just breathe into it. Watch it as a third party. Observe it. And allow, if you do that for even, I mean, 20 minutes is what I usually, at least 20 minutes, I can notice, like, with most people, the charge starts coming out of it. And so you can kind of, like, relax. You can kind of exhale in that place. And then I'm going to suggest that you really look at the story that you're putting on it. Because you're, mentally, you're putting a meaning on why you can't receive. Like, there's something there happening for you, and it's probably something from childhood. Oftentimes it's something from childhood. Like, you created this core belief when you were a child on why you couldn't receive, or why you shouldn't accept something, or why you can't allow more love, more money, more abundance, more relationships, more health, why you can't allow that in. There's a story there. And so realizing that today, as an adult, you, Mary, adult Mary, you don't have to choose to live into these core beliefs that little girl Mary decided to create. And really allow yourself to be gentle and nurturing with yourself, and allow yourself to let go of the story, unravel the story. And when you allow yourself, this is another really, really important thing. When you allow yourself to receive, you're actually doing a service to that other person, because you're allowing them to expand, to grow. You're allowing them to contribute to another person. You're allowing their life purpose to be fulfilled. So it's almost like when you choose not to receive, when you block off that receiving, that you block off the law of allowing, you're actually doing a disservice to people who are coming to you through unconditional love.
Wow, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, and I'm sitting here with one of the ambassadors, and she just came over to my house so we could make sure we're on expert call together. And before she got on, she goes, you know, I've been thinking about going to the Hicks conference call, conference, and we were just talking about going to see, it's Esther, right? Esther Hicks.
Yeah, Mary and Esther.
So for you to bring her up, it's like we're sitting here. You should see us. We're going, oh, this is just like deep. So thank you so very much for confirming that we need to go. Okay, thank you.
Well, Mary, you're so welcome. And you know what that is? That's the law of attraction. You're opening yourself up to receive messages on where your next step is. It's perfect. And what you guys are doing is you're allowing your receptors to stay open so you can receive the information. So continue to do what you're doing, because you're on the right path. You're doing the right thing. And I'm glad you have a friend there and you guys are supporting one another. And remember to allow yourself to receive, because you're doing a service to others when you do that.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for the question.
Great. Almost time for us to wrap up today. Lots of great information, and this replay will be available on the Facebook fan page in about 10 minutes. And that website is www.facebook.com/experiencethis. And I just want to remind you again, if you are new to this and you would like to try us out, what we offer is an online community where you have 2 live calls like this per week. And you also have 24/7 access to like-minded individuals like yourself, like Mary, like Carrie, like everybody that you've met on these calls through our web community. And then you also receive over $300 of our products. You get all 3 of our ebooks. You get our Live Your Vision program, which is 8 audio CDs, as well as some other really fun and exciting gifts there. And you can try it all out for just $1 for 30 days. And so if you're interested in doing that, please go to our website, www.experiencethisinvictorISS.com. So experiencethis.com. And Carrie, thank you so, so much for being here today. It's such an honor and a privilege, and it's just so exciting to see all the great things that you're up to. And so if people want to reach you, can you just tell them how they can find out more?
Absolutely. So please go to my website, kerrytepedino.com, kerrytepedino.com. There's a free gift waiting for newcomers there. And Facebook, Twitter, all of those, just plug in my name and I should come up. Please go ahead and connect with me there. I give tons of free content. And then also, if anybody wants to take me up on that, please apply for that 30-minute complimentary coaching session, and just email support@kerrytepedino.com, and we'll get the application out to you right away.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here today. And go out and live your vision. And we will be back next week with another great guest expert at 1 p.m. Pacific on Tuesday. Have a good one, everybody. Bye for now.